Blog Talk Radio.
Never violate the codes of the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep, and I would never testify, cop out for a plea, or surrender information on my boys to the police, and you could never catch me on the block without a strap, and I would never pull it out unless I'm about to black, and I could never forget my homies dying for their scratch, but ever pouring out liquor for them, God to the back, and I
would. I just want y'all to know one motherfucking thing. I would never, ever violate the codes in the streets, and I would never make a promise that I know I couldn't keep it.
Heads up, eyes open to fifth place. Say, let me get some of this shit. This should be the chairman checking in. Now, when I say cold of the sea, we talking about the path to Cubs. Like that's the party Cubs, that is. I will never violate the cold of the sea. Will never speak nor serve the interests of our enemies. And if I say that I'm with you, we'll come get you. You best believe that, like bad luggage, we'll never leave. Now, of course, I can never say that I'm never gonna go broke. Because sad to say that we ain't never had this shit roll, well, I can never say how it's gonna go. But one thing for sure, two things for certain. They know to shut up motherfuckers like us, they gonna have to kill us. Close up in the casket, read a quick verse and close the motherfucking curtains.
Never be sad, I would, I like a hoe. Never been drunk, I'll never let it slide, never let it go. Never ever, never ever ever, no. Get on my level, hoe, or go get a shovel, hoe. It's never in question for my manhood, I get down. I never switch, never stick, never sit down. I never hesitate to squeeze a nigga six rounds. I never squat to take a piss, who's the bitch now?
I would never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I would never sell my soul. Never put bullshit in the business and never place good upon the evil. You see, why I'm determined to die before being dishonored. Committed to being captured and killed before being capitulated. And that would be perfect and pushing this shit to the motherfucking living. And if need be, pull the motherfucking trigger with a pistol without no hesitating. I will pass the cover to my last breath, to my last goddamn roar. And we'll never forget what them pigs did at 4:35 a.m. in 1969 in Chicago on December the 4th. Never, never, never.
Never ran, never will, I ain't never scared. It's in my bloodline, the realest nigga ever bred. And that's some of the realest shit that I just ever said. And I can die, but through my lyrics, I ain't never dead. I never disrespect my mama, never disrespect her mama neither. I never turn my back on Jesus. I never get caught off in the system, I believe her. Man that follows man, ain't a man, and I'm a leader.
I will never cross my comrades and never forsake our fight for freedom. And if you listen to my second verse, let me say it again just in case y'all want to listen. I will never put profit over politics, principle, nor our people. I will never disrespect the legacy of Minister UEP. Never betray the Black Panther Party. And never bow down and lay down the legacy at the feet of our enemies. Never, never, never. I am a Panther Cub by birth and by battle. This is my bloodline and my prison time. And when it be, that wherever the enemy, if they try to hijack this legacy, wherever it be, not on our watch. But we'll never, never, never have it. Never, 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 never.
Never gonna turn cold, my nigga. I can never trade. I never cross my homies out. That ain't how I made. And I never had not one regret on how I was raised. I'm from the ghetto where I slung and rapped it every day. Never knew no other way. This thing gon' never change. Never gonna bite my tongue. Fuck what a nigga say. 100 with myself. I swear to God I stay the same. And when I finally got my paper, I was on my game. Never talk a nigga down. Do your thing, dawg. Never hate a dude for trying. That's insane, dawg. Get your motherfucking money. That's the thing, dawg. Too many homies die young. Feel my pain, y'all.
October 23rd, 24th, 2016. All roads lead to Oakland, California. Lonely legacy, Black Panther Party. Protected, respected, and never, never neglected. Never, never.
We'll be right back.
big foe. All my niggas ride fully loaded, 10 toes for me in the heat of war. Money, baby, you my BMO. Free my niggas and free some more. Fuck the judge with a sick dick, but a nigga hate to up even more. Even so, nowadays gotta keep it close. That's all my life, what for the wrong, just hard to do right. Until I get on, you know I'ma grind. Yeah, put a little nigga on ice. Yeah, do you remember them nights? Yeah, nigga was hustling, starving, trapped by the apartment, pumping that pack, I was starving. Open up them gates, this is my dog.
They call my niggas ready for war. Cause we'll come through like some soldiers. We'll come through like we own it. Yeah, nigga, we own it. What's that? You don't want no bitch. Free my niggas who is token. Free my niggas who lost focus. Real niggas won't focus. Real niggas, they know they know they know they. With the pig to a wolf, with the rat to a wolf, that's a real small snack. Yeah, niggas know that. Once you cross that line, yo, nah, no.
They was running from the dick, but they got caught. The place that we involved, we was raised to beat some dogs. Bullet holes in the walls, niggas never had a cause. They thought it was just cuz everybody in the gang. And you ain't cool till you catch a body. Living in the hood, remember good times. Smoking on the black, spin good rhymes.
Wish I could open up them gates and see my dog.
Yeah,
my dog.
Free them all.
Live and direct, brother Cameron. Live and direct. Okay, we good. We good to go, my brother. Okay, y'all, we're about to be double breasted, y'all. We at Free Them All Radio. We at Triple C Saturdays, you dig? And also Truth Radio, live and direct. We come a little late, y'all. Come with us, y'all. Triple C Saturdays, two of the community in Cub. That's a jam in the background right there, too. Nephew playing that. I thought that was before his time. That's an old school jam. Coming in, making this, and taking this. And this. We're locked and loaded, y'all, for another episode of Triple C Saturday, y'all. Hope y'all tuning in with us live and direct, y'all. Triple C Saturday, the Truth Radio, you know what I'm saying? Making history, taking history, taping history, y'all. Bear with us, better yet, we're going to take Cub with us, y'all. I'm supposed to be there at 12 o'clock. I knew I'm coming in a little late, you know what I'm saying? Things are moving to the head of the last 2 days. I know our presence, couldn't directly be there for the balloon release for the youngsters who was tragically murdered. They were, but we have representatives on deck, so right on, some comrades and some representatives out there. And, you know, just and the deal is, even with infamously referred to as Chirac, it's definitely spilled over to with something, you know, in Maywood, they refer to as Murder Woods now, you know what I'm saying? So, again, we want to, you know, send out condolences, you know what I'm saying? Again, and the deal is, we have to be very clear, nobody's going to say what but us. And we know what's happening is we are dying by design, y'all. We are dying by design. I want to just, you know what I'm saying, just, officially invite y'all out today also. Come on out to the Triple C's. We're going to be everywhere, y'all. We're going to be in Gary, Indiana. We're going to be right there at the Hampton House. We're fighting to save 804 South 17th Avenue in Maywood. And that same, that Maywood, Illinois, they spoke about. We're going to be right there today, y'all. We're going to kick up the karaoke tonight. I think that's 7 p.m. tonight. So y'all come on out there. It's going down tonight. The water gun battle, The water gun battle, Triple C's, that's happening. That's happening today. You know, so whatever, you know, so bring whatever fish, burgers, turkey burgers, whatever you got to bring on the grill, bring them on in. You know, so we're gonna be hitting, that grill there, the Triple C's today. Triple C's Saturday is going down. Y'all feel free to call in. Let me know, you know, anything y'all want to know, something in your mind, you want updates you want people know about, please do call in. We are 312-626-9979, also 929-477-2785. Making this, we're taking this and taping this for y'all. That's what it is, y'all. Yeah, we'd like to know that, y'all. Number of things is happening here. I was just commenting the other day. I mentioned briefly, I've seen the front page of Chicago Sun-Times. The judge they got set on this case, on this, especially for the week, called for a special prosecutor on a Justice Smollett case, current Cook County State Attorney, Leader Fox. The judge is none other than Judge Michael P. Tooman. Those who are not familiar with that judge, he's actually one of the most politically connected judges in Cook County. This is the same, even movies and TV shows, in particular, one called The Man, The Fugitive. Was filmed, that was filmed right there at the inside that same courtroom. Even on state time, that's who gave Chief Malik Jeff Ford the state time, as well as myself, Chairman Fred Hampton Jr., you know what I'm saying, and a host of others. So, you know, keep out, you know, if there's any question about the political nature, you know what I'm saying, of this city, in this case, or in any other cases, you know what I'm saying, watch that again. This ain't no. This ain't no actors, this is real deal dramas, you know what I'm saying, in the infamous Cook County. Same Cook, you know what I'm saying, Cook County that convenes over the Cook County Jail, which Gil Scott Heron talked about. You did? You know what I'm saying? Also, we about to be pushing this tour, y'all. We got to move fast, we got to move organized, y'all. Tomorrow, you know what I'm saying? We send some dates, ASAP, that we got called with some, we want to update some struggles we had. We have to check one of our central committee members with some issues yesterday. Kind of had got us to, you know, find out more and more details that went down and they, on the way back. The deal, after we were able to convene here in Chicago Central on their way back, and some contradictions that such a committee incurred. We'll be updating y'all about that also. We had on that. But again, we're pushing for this tour. We got these dates in. So, anyway, y'all, wherever y'all at, y'all got any connections, college campuses, what have you. Barbershops, whatever, we put the word out. We're trying to move fast, get these dates in this month, because again, the banks, they're pushing with this date, and we want to come with something prior to this date about, you know what I'm saying, the Ravens Falls. We are resetting up our GoFundMe. We are pushing the propaganda. We're getting the flyers ready, you know what I'm saying? And people say, what can they do for the upcoming August 30th, the Chairman Fred Street Party? You know what I'm saying? We need the food committee together so y'all can start gathering. People got, you know, who can commit to, you know what I'm saying, getting food here. Got the cooks on deck. You know what I'm saying? Transportation, housing. All roads lead up to Maywood, which is Chicago, August 30th, the birthday of Chairman Fred. And we are, this is to help build up, you know what I'm saying, and get that charge up for the upcoming IRD, December the 4th, which will be the 50th year after the assassination of Chairman Fred Hampton, Defense Counsel Lamar Clark. You know what I'm saying? Again, we gotta make sure we move on the state again. Real heavy, August 30th, y'all. We need y'all on deck with that. So putting the call out. Any ways you can assist, you say, what can I do? You, matter of fact, the community can ban us, fly us, print it, you name it. You know what I'm saying? We get our propaganda together. Trying to move fast, we're organized. A lot of times people are just going to say, well, what can I do? They really want to get involved in what Chairman Fred called intellectual masturbation. They won't do it on what he's talking about, doing nothing, but we need actual work on the ground, y'all. We got to move fast and move organized. With that being said, y'all, any call, we have any callers to cue, sister comrade?
Rip my brother, Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1.
Yes, indeed. Yes, indeed, y'all. Bring them all. So, again, we're going to be out there today, y'all. We need y'all to come on out there. You know what I'm saying? Get on out there to, you know what I'm saying, 804 South 17th Avenue, Maywood, Illinois. Going to be in Saint-Denis, France. And this one's a constant salute to the chapter in France. Work on Deputy Chairman Franco. It's been happening over there, out there. We need forces, you know what I'm saying, take the position that you will not be restricted by it. No colonial borders, no language barriers, no chains, no shackles, no water, no nothing can stop the connection of our people. You know what I'm saying? We stand in the spirit of liberation, the words of Marcus Garvey, one struggle, one people. So we need forces on the ground that are saying the mean touching our force. We need a force down in Sao Paulo, the Baylors, our chapter in Brazil, you know what I'm saying, the work we do in Louisiana, so on and so forth, throughout our various chapters and branches, right? We need y'all really on deck. We're really building up the support. We're tightening up our slacks, you know what I'm saying, to move on for this upcoming August 30th. Again, the birthday of Chandler Fay Hampton. We also going to begin, when we post some information about the call-ins to the village of Maywood in regards to this, amongst other contradictions, the swimming pool that has the name of Fred Hampton on it, adorned on it, and it's water in the swimming pool, but no, you know, it's not being utilized to the people, you know what I'm saying? It's chained and shackled up. And these are contradictions that we see in so many cases, you know what I'm saying? In fact, I say even so, not only limited to that locale of Maywood, but there have been various individuals who have been, you know, moving like straight up opportunists, you know what I'm saying? Throwing the name up, throwing up, dressing like a Black Panther, like it's a costume party, you know what I'm saying? As we say, being black when it's beneficial, playing Panther when it's profitable, and claiming to be connected to the cause when it's comfortable, you know what I'm saying? We got it's resources there, you know what I'm saying? Actual pool is there, you know what I'm saying? And then, you know, old saying goes, idle mind playground for the devil. We're going to say, you know, we're tying up a little bit. Idle ground playground for the state. You know what I'm saying? We have done more. Let's say we go to my, not only the Black Panther Party Cubs, but the State Hampton House Committee, also the community in general, have done more without no resources from taking these young brothers and sisters who have, you know, issues with each other, taking them, getting them the studio piece they dropped is called The Woods Finest, free of all. It's on YouTube. Check it out. You know what I'm saying? The water gun battle. You know what I'm saying? We've been over there eating and buying. We're the same force that was washing dishes in the water. You know, we wash dishes in the rainwater. And these entities that have resources. It's the same thing like you see different ruling class institutions or these wannabe ruling class institutions. You know, so in other words, the petty bourgeoisie, the access to resources that they have. And you know what I'm saying? And you say, man, why can't they do some of this? Why can't they do some of this? It's a different. They have a different best interest, y'all. So again, support those who are on the ground. Get down. Y'all hit us up at ChairmanFredJr@gmail.com via PayPal. And yeah, you know, send the support. Support your troops, the ones that are getting down on the battlefield for you. That's what it is, y'all. Real talk. Y'all let me know. I can't see my Facebook down. Tap in, y'all tied with our sister station, Truth Radio. You know what I'm saying? It's our sister station. Y'all tied in. And check it out. You know what I'm saying? And Again, call in or let me know if there's any questions or comments or something that in particular you don't touch on. Don't hesitate. Let us hit us up. I'm just going to leave a comment. I see the bot that's you. I think I see this is on Truth Radio. I see you tuning in too. Your sister station there, y'all. So y'all put the word out. We live and direct here. What else? There's some other PSAs. People service announcements. I'm to touch on. I can't call the word. Let me say this while I'm thinking about some things, though. Let me say this. You know, some people I discussed with recently, and they were talking about, like, you know, some individuals' inability or non-willingness to grasp politics, to grasp the party line. And a lot of people just try to dismiss this, well, a person doesn't know, you know what I'm saying? However, the deal is a vested interest, you know what I'm saying? A lot of people don't want to abandon or divorce themselves from, you know what I'm saying, a contingent line. And it's when we see a lot of these projects that happen, you know what I'm saying? And we say, you know, Chairman Fred say nothing all good, nothing all bad. We cannot engage in liberalism, we're going to heighten the contradiction, we can move forward to draw what Chairman Fred talked about, you know what I'm saying? Ms. Youth Community said, drawing a final line of demarcation. So we can go to be very good. Who introduced you work in? Stay in the TV, y'all. That's what we talking about. Grab it, network, y'all. Real talk. So, again, all of y'all feel free. Hit us up. You know what I'm saying? Tap in with us. You know what I'm saying? We had a phenomenal Triple C last Saturday. I had the family of Sierra Cole and Thea with us. And also touched that at the Hampton House. We still working on getting the studio together, y'all. So again, any connects y'all got, I'm not gonna be talking to my nephew about that too. We found up on that, so we get y'all up in there, you know what I'm saying? And take this phenomenon that is, you know what I'm saying, music and do it. Let me see you say that we're fighting for power. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. Power is the ability to define phenomena and make it act in desired manner. That's what we're talking about, man. We're in the spirit of Reverend Nat Turner, who seen the phenomenon of the church during the era of chattel slavery. He defined that phenomenon in physical history. Praise the Lord, and passed the ammunition. Harriet Tubman, who took the phenomenon of the Negro spirituals and utilized it, you know what I'm saying? Chairman Fred seen it in Chicago that the unpoliticized street tribes was a phenomenon. He defined a phenomenon, and we answered one that goes to the some parts of unity. That's what we're talking about. Small to this phenomenon of hip hop. Take it, tweak it, tie it in, and make history, take history, and tape history. That's what we is, y'all. Live and direct, y'all. Again. You get saying, y'all keep on cover with it. We're going to be at noon. I'm sure we'll be on, I got to get in at 12:30. You know what I'm saying? Y'all tune in to Truth Radio production specifically. But Naked Truth, it comes on Tuesday through Friday, 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. 2 p.m. to 4 p.m. Central Time. So y'all tune in with that also, you know what I'm saying? Check in with that. August 30th, y'all start getting them tickets ready, whatever you got to do it. Just get locked and loaded, y'all. You know what I'm saying? The episode, you know what I'm saying? Any show ideas, any information y'all people submit, feel free. You know what I'm saying? It's a skeleton that we that the Black Panther Party girls have, you know, fortified. But you know what I'm saying? But we need the hearts and livers and the fresh blood. You know what I'm saying? So bring in the thoughts, you know, so we can, you know, further distinguish a revolution from a war. You know, war is being if you have two occupied armies, they shoot and put up and get out to get out. Revolution is being the mass of participation of the mass of people. Let's keep the move nine. Keep dealing with African elders and the those who still are not, you know what I'm saying, released just yet. Keep them on our minds and hearts, y'all. Let's keep those who have been recently touched down, you know what I'm saying, Janet Zaney, African and others, you know what I'm saying, or the Mike African singers, you know what I'm saying, and so many other forces. Keep these forces on our minds and hearts. Just even, you know, my African, you know, saying, Junior and his moms and pops, you know what I'm saying, touched down. Came to our guards down, you know, so you know, go on the pages, they got some places you can update the sense of support or whatever. You know, one of the programs the Black Panther Party Clubs we had was to welcome blacks to the community, you know what I'm saying? The stuff you take for granted, you know what I'm saying? You're held captive, you know what I'm saying? It'd be good that, you know what I'm saying, that your first contact in your mind with your people, you know what I'm saying, was there, you know what I'm saying? We're welcoming blacks to the community, you know, right on. That's what it is. Okay, we're on the countdown. I think we're going to. How you gonna move next? You gonna go to 1 o'clock? That's what it is, y'all. Y'all feel free to call in the club in with us, y'all. You know what I'm saying? Feel free to call in the club.
Free
mom, brother Chairman.
Free mom, brother Chairman. Mother comrade is on the line. Free mom.
Free mom.
Free them all.
Free them all. Right on.
Free them all. Save the Hampton House. I just wanted to thank Chairman Fred Hampton Jr. and the Cubs for all the work that they're doing. Queen Daphne, the radio show. I have to stress to the people the urgency of this campaign to save the Hampton House. And first, understanding the significance of having a center where people can come to help and work on the issues that confront our communities every day. If you come out to Triple C and you see those children engaging in the water gun fight, and it's not just a water gun fight, it's a learning a strategy, working collectively and sharing collectively and getting an understanding of who we are. It's really important. People are amazed. Even the grown-ups come by and say they want to participate. But it's just really a beautiful thing. The challenge for the cookouts. A lot of people, and I'm not going to be long, a lot of people look at, say, the Hampton House as a big, unsurmountable thing that they can't do. But if you would just take four people you know, if they Facebook friends, church friends, or school friends, or if you have one of the few people that have a job, friends, take four people and be responsible for getting a commitment from each of those people. When I say be responsible, call them and make sure they send their commitment to the Chairman Fred PayPal that he talked about. The donation, you get four people, groups of four people, to send $25 each. That's $100. $25 each. For some of us, for some of them, it's getting coffee for a week or a day or two. You know what I'm saying? It's not a big thing. And get groups of four to do that. And before you know it, you'll have a significant amount of money sent in that you've encouraged and motivated people to help you save the Hampton House, be on the right side of history. But you'll play a major role in that activity. And I got to tell you, that's a gratifying feeling. It's all levels of work that people can participate in. And these the people that had the money, they're not going to do it. It's always up to us on the ground. That ain't got shit, as they say in the old days, a pot to piss in or a window to throw it out of. But those are the ones that do the work and save our organizations that are fighting in our interest. And I want to say this, the Black Panther Party Cubs is the only organization that's carrying and fighting to defend the legacy of the Black Panther Party, an organization that stands out in history through decades of being lied on, people murdered, stolen from, the history distorted, and fairy tales created, saying it represents the Panther, and people that was probably, might have been in the Black Panther Party, but weren't Panthers, narrating this story or the life of Chairman Fred. So you have an opportunity now to give it the real deal. We're not asking you to be a revolutionary. We're asking you to give $25. Get groups of four, $25. In case those have missed it, four times 25 is 100. $100. And nobody's asking you individually to give it. But if you get four groups of four people and you make sure they're responsible for doing that, to send $25 each, we can move this thing forward. We don't have a lifetime to do this. We don't have tomorrow. This is by the end of the month. This has to be done. Else the center that you respect, appreciate, will be gone. And you don't want to be standing on the sideline saying, man, if I had been a Panther back then, man, if I had been there, you have an opportunity to do something right now. And thanks for your time, and I'm going to go back and listen to the show. Free them all. Say the Hampton House.
Free them all. Say the Hampton House. Revolutionary love, respect, and appreciation against our advisory committee, Brother Comrade and Corey and Jerry, the widow of Chairman Fred Hampton. It's always an honor and humble. The input, you know what I'm saying, just making that concrete connection, you know what I'm saying, campaigns and struggles back then as well as today. And I just talking about how bad things used to be, you know, some of still, you know, on the battlefield. So what we should love and respect. As we said, you know, as Mother Comrade just pointed out, you know, y'all, we got a number of different programs coming out. We have, even also today, chess game out there to we'll follow up with the chess game, the chess games for youth out there, you know what I'm saying? There's working going on out there too, cutting us into trimming trees, cut some grass. So y'all come on out there with it, you know what I'm saying? State Hampton House Community Garden, that's moving. Minister UPN also, Minister UPN said a revolutionary is never satisfied. So with that being said, we're going to keep on moving and grooving with that, up and ante with the programs, up and ante with getting the word out there to people, because again, people are our best security, you know what I'm saying? We refuse to be isolated, you know, so we want to be very clear that we are honored to be serving the people. I want y'all to do like a little contrast, go check some things out. If you have any questions about the Black Panther Party, and deal with it, like I've said before, people say, well, what made the Black Panther Party stand out? Some cats said, well, they had guns. A lot of cats had guns. Well, they knew the law. A lot of cats knew the law. You know what I'm saying? DLE is just the politics, you know what I'm saying? That was the dynamic that made them stand out. And even our programs, you know what I'm saying, our survival programs, you know what I'm saying? We have politicized people, you know what I'm saying? This in the event that, you know, we are attacked, we overt or more blatant attack, the deal is we remain under attack all through the strip. But sometimes, you know, people are not, can't sum it up correctly. You know what I'm saying? And but in that case, let's stage the game. We have been so effective with our work. Minister Dupin said that if people either A, when we say we force on the ground, to A, they will come demand the return to the above ground. Two, they'll pick up where you with the Vanguard themselves. So these are the only quote unquote options that the ruling class be faced with. It also serves as our security, keeps us alive. Because what they're saying is, once that message is made clarion clear, you can't take out a few cats and say, this, the beat goes on, we're going to keep on moving, keep on battling, y'all. That's what it is, y'all. We live and direct, y'all. So, again, y'all come on another day, you know what I'm saying, grab some politics, touch down, get engaged, get involved in work, you know what I'm saying, get everything is clear. We live and direct, y'all. Making history, taking history. Excuse me. We've been moving and grooving the last few days, nonstop, you know what I'm saying? And again, we look forward to updating y'all, probably this Wednesday, on Free My Race Radio, some of the contradictions we've been dealing with the last couple of days, even when I saw our central committee, just trying to work their way back to get, you know what I'm saying, back to get home, you know what I'm saying? So we're looking in a few places, y'all, but again, whatever ideas you got in different locations, don't hesitate to reach out, let's set it up, area code 773-256-9451. Eric goes to the 3256-9451. Call that number and say, listen, I'm just by such and such school. They don't get channel free to call these people out of here at the Hampton House. You know what I'm saying? So we want to work it all over. Any more callers or cues to come, Red?
Free them all, Brother Chairman. No callers in queue. Callers, if you'd like to come in queue, please press 1. Free them all.
Right on. Yes, indeed. Oh, yeah, okay, right on. Paint. We need some paint too. Light blue and black paint, y'all. We're gonna get the paint today. And get that measurements done too. ASAP. The measurements for that board we just put up. We need to put the ASAP. That's what it is, y'all. That's what it is. Y'all come again. We're gonna be going down today. Hitting the grill. You know what I'm saying? The water gun battle. You know what I'm saying? The youngsters out there and primarily pushing the politics out there. That's what's happening, y'all. Oh, okay, right on. 4x8. Okay, people ain't good. Good thanks. Thank you very much. So, again, y'all come on up in the day, 804 South 17th Avenue. Y'all touch down New Orleans, touch down San Diego. Y'all touch down again in Indiana. Y'all touch down. Again, we here, we there, we everywhere, y'all. Again, we're going to have forces there coming through. Y'all help post a word out, tweet, Instagram, say the Hampton House, you know, Chairman Fred Jr. at gmail.com via PayPal, you know, send us support if you can. And we try to get that studio thing set up, you know what I'm saying? I've been, you know, a few brothers, we're going to come through, we're going to do this and that, but again, you know, they're telling me we're going to come through this week, next week. We can't afford the luxury to do the Annie on Broadway. It's the same Broadway, we ain't Annie. We can't get that. We can't get this thing. Tomorrow, we got to get out. Like, we got to move now. We got to move now. Because Field Marshal George Jackson, the Black Panther Party, said, there are no guaranteed tomorrows. There are none. Not for us. There are no guaranteed tomorrows. Real talk. So we want to make sure. Like I say, go back and see for yourself. Go back. Make a phone call. Go back. Google the Fred Hampton Aquatic Center. It sounds nice. It looks nice online. You know what I'm saying? Go by there. It's just, why, you know what I'm saying? Why is it not being utilized by the children, by the people in general? You know what I'm saying? They ain't come by and happen out and see what we're doing without no resources. You know what I'm saying? And just, you know what I'm saying? Next logical question, or better yet, next logical position would be, man, how can we support? How can we get in where we fit in? That's what we're talking about, y'all. So, you know what I'm saying? Heightening the contradictions. That's what the people themselves will see, the injustices, you know what I'm saying, what's going down. So we're live and direct, y'all. So we down the countdown.
Free them all, Brother Chairman.
Free them all, Comrade.
I'm sorry, we have a call in queue. Call the 412-612.
Welcome, Free them all, radio.
Hello, Brother Chairman.
Triple C South.
Fremont, well, Chairman. Fremont, Erica. Pittsburgh.
Fremont, welcome. Right on, right on. Welcome. Fremont, welcome to Triple C Saturdays. I got my shows mixed up. Welcome to Triple C Saturdays.
No doubt, Chairman, no doubt. And I just want to start off by saying save the Hampton House. And as Mother, Mom and Comrade Accor was saying, like, you know, ain't no time for tomorrow, so let's do something now, you know, because the legacy is in jeopardy. So that's something to jump up and do now. So I'm going to start it off right now. Like, I got 25 on it, and I'm going to find me three more people that, you know what I'm saying, that all about the Black Panthers, whatever, like, you support the Panthers, and like Mama Comrade said, the Cubs is the, really the only ones out here that's still really following the 10-step program to a T, that has the same belief system, like, carrying on the legacy, like, for real, you know? So that's very important, and saving the Hampton House is mandatory. So I'm going to start my 25. I'm going to get three more people and send that 100 over
right
to y'all.
Right
save the Hampton House, y'all. Jump on that. Like, everybody, you know, you think about it, and you be like, it takes 2 minutes to get on that Cash App and hit three buttons, and you're done. And that's it. You know
right
what I'm saying? Send that over and save the Hampton House. And,
right
you know, I was talking, we were talking about that housing situation, and I got some, like, real-life problems, like my it's Housing Authority, you know, so it's like an entity that's federally funded, you know, the project, basically, right? So, you know, so it's like not, it's not like I live in a house and I have a landlord who just owns a house and I'm renting off of them. That's something totally different, you know what I mean? So when we're in court, like, they're all like, you know, they're all connected. They all work together. The judge, they all getting paid, and they robbing the people that live in the project. You know what I mean? So I speak up about it. I got other people. I got at least three other people that are, like, willing to really commit to going to bat with these people because they like, hold your livelihood over top of your head. I had to take the girl downtown yesterday. She was crying because they was threatening to take her place away, and she just paid them $3,000, and they talking about she owed another $3,000 and all that. How you owe $3,000 in 2 months living in the project? Come on, man. Like, they're just robbing the people out of the money. And I've been going to bat with them so long. I've been going to court with this lady for years now. And I keep winning. And she just keeps, as soon, like, she just took the same case to court while the other case is open. Like, she's not even waiting for the case to be done. And we're right back in court. So, like, you know, there's a lot going on as far as this landlord, but she needs to be stopped. Because she, you know, people, if you get kicked out of the project, where do you go after that?
Yeah, yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, you already got a judgment on your name. Ain't nobody, a landlord going to rent to you. You know what I'm saying? Like, where do you go after that? If you living in a project, obviously you ain't got no goddamn money. You know what I'm saying? So, like, it ain't like you have choices. Like, I could just go. You know, I'm going to just take this money and go over here, and, you know, it ain't like that. You know what I mean? So it's like, and when people in this situation living like that, they don't fix nothing up there. They got water problem. Our water been off 5 times this month, 5 times in a month. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, and then when they come back on, it's brown, dirty. They ain't fixing it up. The Housing Authority owes the water company $1 million. You know what I'm saying? They're just, you know what I'm saying? Like, the entity itself is, yeah, they're all wrong, man. They're all, it's all bad, and they're fucking with people's livelihoods, when people have children and shit like that. And that stresses, you know, it's stressing these single mothers out up here that's trying their hardest. She, this girl go to work every day, you know what I'm saying? So she could pay this lady to keep robbing her out of all her money. So she's going to work just to give her money. You know what I mean? It ain't right, Chairman. It ain't right. You know, she took me back to court, and I got them. You know what I'm saying? I got all the paperwork from the beginning. They lie. They just flat out lie in court.
What's the possibility?
The girl that went before. No, what were you saying, Chairman?
What's the possibility? I'll put this. You know what I'm saying? I'm throwing this out to you as well as our listeners and viewers too. Like, you know what I'm saying? all of the different dynamics about a class action lawsuit. You know what I'm saying? Not, you know, that can be working in tandem with that still community pressure. So I'm putting it out there in general. So you know what I'm saying? That our listeners, viewers, you know what I'm saying, get in contact with you, or you know, they can help formulate that. You know what I'm saying? Not saying that that's gonna be, that case is going to be the end all panacea to the problems, but just you know, so we can you know keep in the community as well as the courtrooms, the streets, you know what I'm saying, all in tandem. So I'm gonna put that out there, and just also just retouch on, you know what I'm saying, a couple of things you said though. You know, I don't know, just show that we put this in context of time, you know, some type of discussion that we have, and let the record reflect. You know, these are not new contradictions. These are contradictions that have been, you know, going out on the previous administrations, but we had the opportunity to really have the discussion. War is used as a war tactic. This is how they've been getting down. You know, yesterday's Congress sometimes about the workers for the Water Department, talking about the racism that they're subject to. And you know what I'm saying? And tell the Flint, Michigan, so on and so forth, the chemical biological warfare. But even basic stuff we talk about, y'all, getting food, clothing, and shelter. These are basic human rights that people, you know what I'm saying, you know what I'm saying, people supposed to be able to get, supposed to have access to, and the deal that, you know what I'm saying, people have to be engaged in long litigations and back and forth, and, you know what I'm saying, don't you run in these circles if you didn't move your hand the right way. You know what I'm saying? We've seen some of the, some people recall some campaigns we had taken on some years ago with the public housing right here in Chicago, but, you know, grandparents have been told their grandson got on gang colors, they can put the family out. These, you know what I'm saying, these are different dynamics that again, war tactics and the trickle down impact of it. You know what I'm saying? People can see that you talk about abroad. You know what I'm saying? It's smelling houses in Palestine, and you know what I'm saying? It's also war. This. The ecosystem or what have you, you know what I'm saying, how it impacts the whole community, you know what I'm saying, you destabilize, you know what I'm saying, the whole community, you know, so just like you trying to figure out where I'm going to rest my head at, you know what I'm saying, so I'm saying this so people can just, you know, put this in the general political context, general political conversation about, you know what I'm saying, housing. So, you know, again, I want to reiterate that call out. Anybody got, you know what I'm saying, any input in regards to formulating the class action, because this is not the first time you're calling in, Eric, about these contradictions, you know what I'm saying? And I'll put it out to some other people that's residing in Eric, because once we start communicating the word out, people say, man, I'm going through the same thing. And you might even find a resume of some of these repeat offender slum lords, repeat offender, you know what I'm saying, people, you know what I'm saying, who they're like colonels in the army. You know what I'm saying? They ain't no retirement for them. They might move, too much heat get on, they might pull them. Put them to play the backfield for a minute. But again, put that call out, y'all. We live and direct. So, Erica, so are we down to 1 minute? So give me the people on their, you know, if they get me sits on their forming their class action. Where can they contact you at? So on and so forth.
You can call my phone number 412-612-9452. My name's Erica Yesko on Facebook. You'll see me on all Chairman Fred's, you know, videos and radio shows, comment and all that. So you can reach out to me like that through Messenger. Just call my phone. Email address, Erica, ERICA.YESKO, YESKO41@gmail.com. And I just want to finish that out because you're so right, Chairman. Like, even with the survival stuff, like if you had to go in the wilderness to survive, and they tell you there's a list of things, there's four major things that you would need. And, you know, everybody would think, like, food and water would go on the list first. But shelter is the number one thing on the list. You know what I mean? And that does for people in different mental states. You know, and your mental ain't right when you ain't, you're not stable like that. And that's, you know, just another condition that we deal with. Like, I haven't had a stove, working stove, in 2 years. They won't change my light bulb. They're trying to charge $15 a light bulb. That's against HIPAA law. Like, they just do the most, you know. And, like, I think I'm going to call back in next week, right, because I want to bring the other people. They got stories. Like, See, I get so mad about it. I can't say everything because there's so much, but, like, I got other people, like, so
Adam,
being a part of revolutionary, you know what I'm saying, it's not just about me, you know what I mean? It's about
but
what
the
you're
word
going
I get them
to
on deck.
People.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah, I'm going to get them
on deck.
Call,
get them on deck to call in next week. We're going to have to close. They got some countdown right now. We have to close on out. You know what I'm saying? We'll get them on deck to call in next week. You know what I'm saying? We'll definitely be on deck meantime, between time. Those who got any who can assist on help open their class action, make sure y'all get in contact with Eric Yesko. Even before next week, you know what I'm saying? You know, we'll be back on deck on Fremont radio also. So you feel free to get them other forces on deck also. Fremont? Eric, you still there? Okay, we're going to my phone drop. Again, y'all, it's been another episode, Triple C Saturday, y'all. Y'all stay in tune with us. That's making history, taking history, y'all. See y'all out there at the Hampton House, y'all. We on our way out there to the Triple C's going down, making history, taking history. Another episode, y'all. It's been one. It's going to get greater later. We're going to keep on fighting. No surrender, y'all. Free them all. Say the Hampton House. Free them all.
But I know